So I'm coming to Ipswich this Friday ahead of the launch of the Crash the Elysium show this summer to kind of drum up some enthusiasm and spread the message. And what we're doing is I'm holding a little workshop with some of the local kids to design a Doctor Who monster for fun. It's not going to go in the show or anything, but just to kind of talk to kids about how the process works when you come up with a monster, because it is at the heart of Doctor Who storytelling. You don't just stick the monster in at the last minute. You kind of you come up with a monster that's part of the story, part of the world, and it's kind of how you explain what's going on that week is through that monster. It's a really nice way of storytelling, and we're going to draw some pictures and talk about some of the monsters from the show, ones that I've worked on, ones that I haven't, things that scare the kids and interest the kids, and come up with something that's kind of a bit like the process that I go through when I'm writing a Doctor Who script. Well, I went to the Doctor Who experience in London last weekend, and partly as sort of research for bringing the Crash of the Elysium back, and it's a very good show. Leaving London soon, just go and see it if you get the chance. And at the end, they had a gift shop, and they had a Doctor Who DVD called Survival, which was the last ever story from the classic series. And I haven't seen it since it was on air when I was a kid, and I bought it and went home and watched it. And I realised I hadn't seen this for 26 years, and yet watching it, I remembered what was going to happen next. And I had no idea that I would, but I did. And I thought, God, the impact that all these years on, I still remember this story so clearly, with its slightly clunky special effects that even at the time they weren't happy with, and these quite bad costumes. I think that kids now who are watching Doctor Who will have, one of my ones, will have the same thing, that in 30 years they'll remember it so clearly, is very exciting.